Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Susko. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte throws the ball into Cronin, who tags Morgan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0-for-1 in the game. Susko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitehill scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Susko moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Susko. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Farrell moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to second. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Salters moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. Salters moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Senators. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Salters scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Susko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. There goes Susko trying to get to third. Salters throws the ball into Werber, who tags Susko for the out. It's 3-2, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Susko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Susko hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Larry scores. It's Senators, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jack Russell now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-3 in the game. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ossie Bluge pinch runs for Cliff Bolton. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Jack Russell. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. 2 outs. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Susko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Alex McCall now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Cronin scores. Travis goes all the way around to score. Harris moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Harris scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Morgan scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Senators. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Dick Porter pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.